Random House Audio presents The Painter of Battles by Arturo Perez Reverte. Translated from the Spanish by Margaret Sayers Pedden. Read for you by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. He swam 150 strokes out to sea, and the same number back, as he did each morning, until he felt the round pebbles of the shore beneath his feet. He dried himself, using the towel he'd hung on a tree trunk that had been swept in by the sea, put on his shirt and sneakers, and went up the narrow path leading from the cove to the watchtower. There he made coffee, and began, mixing blues and greys that would lend his work the proper atmosphere. During the night, each night he slept less and less, and that only a restless dozing, he had decided that cold tones would be needed to delineate the melancholy line of the horizon, where a veiled light outlined the silhouettes of warriors walking beside the sea. Those tones would envelop them in reflections from the waves washing onto the beach that he had spent 4 days creating with light touches of Titian white, applied pure. So in a glass jar he mixed white, blue, and a minimal amount of natural sienna, until they were transformed into a luminous blue. Then he daubed some of the paint on the oven tray he used as a palette, dirted the mixture with a little yellow, and worked without stopping the rest of the morning. Finally, he clamped the handle of the brush between his teeth and stepped back to judge the effect. Sky and sea were now harmoniously combined in the mural that circled the interior of the tower, and although there was still a lot to be done, the horizon was now a smooth, slightly hazy line that accentuated the loneliness of the men.